Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth, as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. You notice they went out of the house. That's kind of a signal. If you read from, I think it's Exodus 12, 22. That's right, Exodus 12, 22. You can read there how that they were not to depart out of the house the night of the Passover. And the Jews in general, when they celebrate the Passover, they remain in the house. They don't go out to the Mount of Olives. It's the preparation day, the day before. They had made ready the Passover, and then the evening came, and they were eating. Right? And he says, I'm telling you truly, someone's going to betray me. And they were all saying, Oh, Lord, is it me, Lord? And then Judas, of course, doesn't want to sit there quietly. Oh, Lord, is it me? And he says, You have said. You know, out of the mouth, the confession is made. You know what you've done. You know what you say. What have you said? What did you say? What is it you have said? Like the Lord didn't know. I'm sure it was a very uncomfortable moment for Judas. I mean, Jesus is putting a lot of pressure here, too. You know, the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to him by whom he goes. Woe to him. It would be good for that man if he had not been born. That way he wouldn't be guilty of all these things. He wouldn't have a name dragged through the mud. Purely hypothetical. He's saying it would be good for that man if he had not been born. Because he wouldn't do the deeds that he's about to do. You know, the deeds done. That would make it bad to be that man. And then as they were eating, Jesus does... He institutes the ritual of the communion. You know, we have a ritual now we follow. This is my body, the body of Christ. I am the body of Christ. This is my blood. Let us proclaim this mystery of faith. And it's such a mystery because they've made it into this mysterious doctrine of transubstantiation or whatever they make of it, a ritual. And thus he instituted the ritual of communion. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 17, the Apostle Paul, actually go back to... Verse 16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. When it says communion, the word is fellowship, koinonia. It means the things held in common. What is it, the cup that we drink? It is the communion of the blood of Christ. That's why they call it communion, because we have something in common with Christ's blood. In Christ's blood. It is the fellowship of the body of Christ, the fellowship of the blood of Christ, to share with him in those things. When we drink his body and drink his blood, as it says, we do show his death till he comes. We are acknowledging him as our Lord. We are, and to eat and drink him, means that he becomes everything to us. He becomes like our food. He becomes everything we need. We need to eat and to drink. And what do we eat and drink? We eat and drink the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. And that means that in a spiritual sense, that the completeness of the man
The completeness of the man, the completeness of Christ is ours. And we take him into us. Because, as it is written, we must grow up into him. We want to be growing up into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We are showing our allegiance to him, our dedication to him, and our absolute need for him, and what a necessity he is to us, that we cannot live except that we would eat and drink his blood and his body. It is not about a ritual. It is not about a transubstantiation, that it literally becomes his body and blood. No, it is spiritually, everything is in the heart of the believer. It says, if any man drink this cup in an unworthy manner, he drinks damnation to himself. Meaning, you're holding him as worthy of you consuming him. And the drinking and the eating is merely a sign of that inward conviction, of that inward dedication. It is also in our fellowship one with another. I don't like sometimes when I see, I've been in churches and they have these potluck Sundays. And they're eating and drinking. And what's on their tongues? What's on their lips? But a bunch of worldly talk. A bunch of covetousness, a bunch of yibber-yabber, gossip, a bunch of non-issues, things that aren't important, things that they're important. Oh, my money. Oh, my car. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, my health. Oh, this, that. But the Lord is far from their thoughts. The Lord is far from them. You know, what happens is they go up to church, they do church, and then they go down and eat, and they've had enough church for the day. Enough of that stuff. Enough of the Jesus stuff. Now, let's focus on something else. Let's talk about something else. I've been preached to already. I don't want to keep talking about it. And to me, I don't want to have any fellowship with that. I don't, in fact, it's not the point of me making a decision not to have fellowship with it. I just don't have any fellowship with it. I don't have anything in common with that feeling. I don't have that feeling when I go away from hearing the word of God that I want to, oh, that's enough. I've had enough. I don't need any more. I don't feel full. I always seem to feel hungry. I always seem to feel like I need a little something more from Christ. I need a little something more. I'm not full. I'm not stuffed. I could eat a little more. And then they come together and they have their meals. And what are they doing? What are they talking about? Are they having the common things of the body and blood of Christ being joined there? The blood of the covenant that is over all of us and the flesh of him, which is us who are his body. We are called his body. This is my body. This is my blood. There's a lot of common symbology going on there. We come together in his name. We are his body. And here we are eating and drinking. And we don't consider, gosh, this reminds me of something. This reminds me of a particular night. That particular night when Jesus Christ took that cup and he blessed it. And he said, this is my blood. Drink all of it.